My favorite motto is ABC, always be celebrating. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the Aligned Actor podcast. Hi, I'm Amy Schlurb, the Aligned Actor. I'm a professional actress and a certified mindset coach here to help you thrive mentally and emotionally in all aspects of your life as a creative. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited and once again honored to have you with me to be able to have this opportunity to connect with you. And I'm really excited because I'm celebrating on the podcast 16 years of living in Los Angeles as a professional actress. September is my LA anniversary, and I think that's worth celebrating. And I love celebrating it every single year. Every time September comes around, I'm very excited to celebrate myself and my career, because it is a major celebration. I'm proud of the work that I've done out here in Los Angeles. I'm proud of the time that I've put in. I am proud of the ways that I've improved my craft, my mindset, the fact that I'm still here, all of it. So this is the perfect opportunity to talk to you about my favorite motto, ABC, always be celebrating. And, you know, even though my career maybe doesn't look like I was picturing it in my 20s, I am still very proud of myself and my career. I think it's far too easy to let our inner critic chime in on anniversaries like this, birthdays, milestones, you know, things like that, as the voice of lack and the voice of, this isn't good enough. This is not where we want it to be. What do you have to show for your 16 years in Los Angeles? Like, who are you? You're not anybody. You're not a series regular. You're still at co-star level. You're barely getting guest stars. You're still not there. This isn't good enough. But our inner critic, that's just its job. It will always downplay our accomplishments. It will make us feel like we're not good enough. Sometimes it can work as a motivation strategy, but we need to be really, really, really careful about that, because if all we're listening to is that part of us that says, not enough, it's not good enough, then after a time, that voice starts to deflate us. And every single thing that happens, even if it's the most amazing thing ever, that voice is still like, no, not good enough. And as that voice works away on us and deflates us in that way, it can start to feel like, what's the point? Like, why am I even doing this? It's never going to be good enough. It's never good enough. Like, why bother? And it's far too easy for that sort of hustle motivation strategy of that inner critic, that voice that says, like, keep going, you're not there yet, you're not doing enough, you're too lazy. That motivation strategy eventually completely dries up. And all of a sudden, it's actually a method of self-sabotage. It completely stops us in our tracks. It completely stops me in my tracks. I end up feeling like, I don't want to do anything. What's the point? I am just a giant failure, right? But I'm not. We're not. We're not giant failures at all. We're just listening to the wrong part of ourselves. So what do we do? We find ourselves listening to our inner critic, feeling like, what's the point? Feeling really low on ourselves, really defeated. Well, that's where that motto, always be celebrating, comes in. This is what I do. ABC, always be celebrating. Celebrating, and the idea of celebration, comes from a completely different mindset than our inner critic. Our inner critic doesn't know anything about celebrating. It's a complete party pooper. It doesn't understand party hats and balloons and streamers and champagne and celebration. None of that makes any sense to our inner critic. But all of that makes sense to our inner fan. And our inner fan, let me tell you, if you start tuning in to the energy of your inner fan, that part of yourself that believes in you, that celebrates everything that you do, that looks at your accomplishments and is like, yeah, you did that. Way to go, you. Like, you're awesome. This is amazing. Not everybody can do this. Like, look at you. Look at you go. It feels so much better to tune into that part of yourself, to tune into that energy. And that's where I have actually found a sustainable motivation strategy. And I want you to be able to find that sustainable motivation strategy too. So today, what I want to do is share with you what my inner fan is celebrating on the occasion here in September of my LA anniversary, my decision to become a professional actress. My inner fan is celebrating that during this month, and I am really excited about it. So here's what my inner fan is celebrating. And I don't say any of this as bragging. This is just something that I've done for myself. This is me sharing a process that I've taken myself through so that you can get an example of what this can sound like. You're going to want to go through your own process with your own inner fan, listening to them and hearing what they have to say and what their point of view on you as an actor or a creative person in general, what their opinion of you is and what they're celebrating about you. So here is my example for myself. Okay, so the first thing that my inner fan is celebrating about me is I have 20 years of professional acting experience and training. That's a long time, right? 20 years, two decades of training and experience, and not everybody can do this job. And I sometimes, when I'm on set, I will think of some like random family member trying to do what I do. And it really makes me laugh. Like the next time you're doing something creative for yourself, the next time you're tapping into your talent, I want you to think about somebody that you know, somebody that, you know, is part of your family or a friend who's not in your industry, trying to do what you do. And I bet you will feel different about yourself, your talent, what it is that you are good at. I feel like oftentimes I take my talent for granted. I'm like, well, no, I know how to do this. And so, yeah, it's easy for me, but I'm always looking for ways to improve. So I'm always focused on what I don't do well as an actor. And I'm always looking for like, okay, how do I close that gap? How do I get better in that area? Instead of taking a moment to remember that I have put in my 10,000 plus hours, and I would bet that you have too, but you're not acknowledging it. And even if you're new, you're probably very well on your way to putting in that time and getting your hours and really cementing that talent for yourself. So that is worth celebrating. Celebrating the fact that something that you take for granted, something that you downplay is like, oh, I don't know, I'm really not that good. I look at all this area that like I have to get better at. Like I know that I have to get better at that part of my craft. And so like I'm not as good as you think. No, take a moment to acknowledge how good you are at what you do. Please. Your inner fan loves how good you are at what you do. Trust me. Okay, the second thing I'm celebrating here on the occasion of my LA anniversary is that something better has happened in my career every year since I moved to Los Angeles. And it has not always been a booking, like something that maybe the external world would look at and be like, oh, first you had one line and then you had four lines and then you had eight lines. And then it's not that kind of stuff all the time. But there's always been some kind of cool, important step on my journey, and that's worth celebrating. There was one year where I really concentrated on my web series, my comedy web series, Shlurbits, and I learned so much about myself as an actor and also so much about the creative process and what it takes to produce anything in this town. And it gave me such a more healthy perspective on the whole process and how much the acting goes into it and how much the acting isn't part of the overall consideration it just helped me so much with the way that I approach auditions, with the way that I think about if I book or I don't book, that kind of stuff. Like, I just had such an appreciation for the overall process that it's not always about the best actor or anything like that. Like, it's so much deeper than all of that. So I loved that I got a really healthy perspective on that from focusing on my web series. So that feels like a major step on my journey and worth celebrating as a better thing than I did the previous year. I ended up winning some awards from that web series. I ended up getting hired from it. Like, some people saw it and then hired me for other acting jobs. So, you know, it wasn't, I didn't get hired as a series regular that year. I don't even know if I booked like a tangible, you know, networky type acting job. But this important step on my journey happened, and that's worth celebrating. So every year I have something like that that I can point to and be like, that was an important step on my journey. And that in that way, my journey has gotten better every single year that I have been here in Los Angeles. The third thing that I'm celebrating is that I've worked on so many wonderful and amazing sets with wonderful and amazing crew members that I really cherish and honor the privilege of getting to do that. And I have had the honor of being invited back to one of those sets. And that is like the biggest compliment I could ever ask for as an actress. I feel like I have really great industry relationships. And I know that my reputation in this business, the work that I put out in this world, that's solid enough to have me have a really good reputation in this business. And that is worth celebrating, absolutely. Number four, recently on my journey as an actress, I have been letting go of perfectionism and inviting more play and exploration into my craft. And I'm seeing really, really tangible, awesome, amazing results. I can feel an actual shift in my body when I work now on my craft. And it's something that I think has been holding me back in a lot of ways and has been a way that I sort of tortured myself as an actress for the longest time. So I'm really grateful and thankful and celebrating the fact that I have taken this important step on my craft journey to be up-leveling my craft in this way by letting go of perfectionism, by sort of leaning more into presence and play. And not worrying about the result, not worrying about the, you know, what does this look like? Oh, that's the wrong way to do a scene. There's no wrong way to do a scene, right? So that's a major celebration for me, letting go of perfectionism in my craft. And five, there we go, put my thumb out. Number five that I'm celebrating, my inner fan and I are celebrating together. I feel so much more secure and grounded in my career than I ever have before. And a lot of that is due to the inner mindset work that I've been doing on myself. I'm no longer letting external one-off results dictate how I feel about myself as an actor. So for example, you know, I'll send off a self-tape and I will stop thinking about it. And I never did that before. But finally, having done this inner work, I now know that, like, they know where to find me. That work was good. Booking or not booking one job is not going to make or break me. It's not going to be the end all be all of anything. And not booking doesn't mean anything negative about me as an actor. And that feels really powerful for me now. I feel so much more empowered and grounded and centered in my career. And that's a huge shift for me. And so absolutely worth celebrating, right? So now it's your turn. ABC, always be celebrating. What can you celebrate right now about yourself and your career in any creative field? If you're a writer, an actor, artist, musician, whoever you are, I would really love it if you would comment below if you're watching this on YouTube. And let me know what you're celebrating about yourself and your career with your inner fan. Tap into that energy. Tap into the energy of your inner fan and let me know what you're celebrating in the comments below. If you're listening on a podcast app, you can send me an email because, again, I would love to connect with you and hear what you're celebrating about yourself. My email address is amy@thealignedactor.com, and I would love to hear from you. I would love to celebrate you because you're awesome. So let's celebrate together. Once you've taken the time to celebrate yourself and your accomplishments, I want you to see how you feel. And I want you to see how motivated you feel and how inspired you feel about taking action in your creative career. And I would bet that you feel more inspired, more motivated, you feel more belief in yourself, you feel more secure and grounded and ready to take action, to take beautiful, inspired action towards your goals and your dreams as a whole. So that's what I invite you to do today, is to tune into the energy of your inner fan. Let them take the megaphone of your mind for a while. Take it away from your inner critic, give it to your inner fan, and see what they have to say about you, and see how that feels as a motivation strategy for your creative career. And if that works for you, and if you like this idea of letting go of your reliance on your inner critic as a motivation strategy, and instead listening way more to your inner fan, who's way more fun, and over there, they got party balloons and streamers and hats and champagne and all of that kind of stuff. That sounds way more fun to me. If that interests you as well, I invite you to go to my website, thealignedactor.com, and you can join the waitlist for my next round of my program, Become Your Biggest Fan. That's my hybrid online class / group coaching experience where we dive really, 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 really deep into your inner critic, way deeper than we did today. And we basically go about the process of releasing its death grip on you and your career. And then we transform you into your biggest fan. So hence the name, Become Your Biggest Fan. See what I did there? After that process, you then can feel more secure and grounded in your career. You show up differently in your career. You end up then getting different results in your career. And that's what I want for you. I want all your dreams to come true. I want all my dreams to come true. And they're starting to come true. So I will put a link in the show notes below. You can join the wait list so that you know when I open up enrollment for the next round of Become Your Biggest Fan. And I think that'd be a lot of fun for us to do together. So that's what I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. Remember, ABC, always be celebrating, because you're awesome. And you deserve to be celebrated all the time. All right. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll see you next time. Bye.